This is Our Given Purpose, the podcast, season 3. Streaming on Pandora, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. In today's episode, we discuss how anger keeps an account of all the errors, faults, misdeeds, wrongdoings, offenses, and indiscretions. Anger has a way of making sure we never forget the thoughtless actions of others, all while blinding us to our responsibility. Our Given Purpose, the ministry, is intensifying the efforts to help you walk in your purpose by taking control of anger, arrogance, pride, and fear, the four universal emotions that keep us chained to chaos. The goal of each episode is to direct your attention to the Word of God. As believers, we can get off track in this amoral world. It is okay to question and explore our faith, share our trials, and how we overcame through God's grace. On this podcast, nothing is off limits. Through interviews, collaborations, and the internet talk show, we will respectfully discuss and perhaps debate some issues. Being open to different perspectives as it relates to us as individuals, I pray we can become more effective communicators, thus loving others as God loves us. As you gather your Bibles, beverages, notebooks, and settle in to listen to this episode, I pray you are using the additional resources provided at OurGivenPurpose.com with your Bible study, Devo time, and meditation. If these platforms have been helpful to you, please share it via your social media as a post or story. Let others know you enjoy listening by leaving a review or rating via your favorite podcasting app. By doing so, you help someone else connect to this ministry. We cannot do this without your prayers and support. We give God praise for bringing you here. Welcome to this space. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, you are our refuge and strength, a present help in times of trouble. Lord, we thank you for being our mighty counselor, our redeemer, our salvation, our fortress. Be with us as we travel to and fro and as we prepare to live this day glorifying your name. We give you praise for using us as your vessels to spread your good news. Keep us strengthened and anchored in your everlasting love. Be with those who are crying out to you right now, Lord, and give them the peace their spirits desperately need. You calm the storms and take us out of the valleys. We walk on dry land as we stay focused on you. Thank you, Abba Father. In your name I pray. Amen. Now, let's get into episode 14, Anger Keeps Receipts. I am Tori, and this is Our Given Purpose, the podcast. Love does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Hello, people of purpose. Receipts. How many of you all have them wadded up in your wallets, taking up space in the junk drawer, in your glove compartment? We know what those receipts look like, all the purchases. They just follow us, right? But a receipt is an account, a description of facts, conditions, or events. It is a report, a piece of paper listing everything we bought, borrowed, or returned. It is evidence of a material good, a swapping of ownership. Ooh, we're going to circle back to that in a moment. Receipts detail the day's purchases, payments, and the balance due. This is a societal norm. We expect a tally. A swapping of ownership can be done emotionally as well. Blame offers an opportunity to place the burden of responsibility onto someone else. Blame is super petty too. It can wear a cape and fly in just when you thought everything was cool. The mental receipts come to the surface so that the blame can be exact and we feel justified. You know, the time he borrowed the car and didn't fill up the gas tank, February 10th, 2012. Or remember when she burned all the chicken, March 9th, 2016? Many wouldn't have done that. Many don't burn the chicken. The social media photos of your vacation that only got thumbs up instead of a heart? Oh! And let's not get started on the screenshots of the text messages. Bruh, we could be here for hours. But while we're being petty, does this sound familiar? I have those messages you sent 8 months ago wearing the black sweatshirt and the khaki pants, and your exact words to me were, yeah, those receipts help our memory, right? They solve the problem and place us in a position of authority. We got proof. When anger keeps receipts, the accounting is slanted in our favor. But the record kept only shows that we have a piece of the puzzle. It does not show all of the evidence. For instance, what were the circumstances surrounding the event? The history shows I was late, but not why I was late. The record shows how much I paid and by what method, but not my bank account balance. The history shows I paid for a service rendered, but not how I felt about it. And those feelings we have are tallied up, and we place an arbitrary amount on it. Every tear is worth something. Every moment spent worrying is worth something. And every broken promise, ooh, that's worth something. Anger places the burden on the innocent. If we haven't found someone to blame for the state of our marriage, education, finances, or our mental health, what will we do? Now, if we have the sublime fortune of never having to own our responsibility for the negligence in our lives, woohoo, yes! Anger has found a resting place in the receipts. The history can continue to play over and over again because I can swap my sins and blame you. I have no work to do. I have no counseling I need to attend. I am free and clear because it's your fault. Hey, Purposeful Family, I hope I haven't triggered you all too much with this episode, but I pray that you are enjoying it and maybe taking some notes. Take a moment to refresh your beverage, stretch your legs, and keep your notebook handy. You'll need your Bibles too. Please don't forget to share this episode via social media or email. We have some new people of purpose in the Facebook group. Please join me in welcoming Barbara Hamlin Carter, Francis Dawson, Kenneth Braxton, Kathleen Sullivan, Kat Scott, and Larry Taylor. You have been shouted out on purpose. Now, back to Anger Keeps Receipts on Our Given Purpose, the podcast. Love does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Oh, the checks and balances of it all. Whew. If you have your Bibles, let's go to the Word together. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 15 through 17 says, "For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal." We are presented with an example of proper behavior. If we behave as Christ would, our thoughts are also aligned with His. The relentless need to bury our heads in the proverbial sand will stop, and we will take responsibility for our actions. The consequences of reading someone is that we will also get read. The truth of what we are doing will have a big old spotlight shining down on us, and the heat from that will burn kind of like being roasted, but not in the comedic way. Our inner self is being renewed day by day. The suffering is beneficial to our growth and social well-being. Expressing our disapproval of others' actions won't be a motivation. Proverbs 22:7 says, "Just as the rich rule the poor, so the borrower is servant to the lender." We can be richly balanced emotionally to the point that we aren't affected by every wind of doctrine, or shall I say, every fleeting emotion. The intention to borrow someone else's peace is to return it with interest would be the driving force behind all we do, which would express love. As believers in Christ, we are called to bear one another's burden and so fulfill the law of Christ. Because we are chosen, selected for special privilege, we should act as though all people we encounter have been marked using discernment and not judging. Resist the urge to clap back. That's a power struggle, a device of the adversary. Power is seductive, and we can get trapped into lusting after it. Keeping receipts boils down to having control over our partners, our friends, families, coworkers, employers, teachers, professors, pastors, you name it. We want to have something to hold over their heads so we can absolve ourselves of any wrongdoing. We treat every minor infraction as if it was the scene of a crime. And a crime against what? Our feelings? I'm not sure that argument would stand up in court. The idea of being cheated out of something valuable, that ignites the flame. So, people of purpose, what is relevant to you? Is it a relationship? And how have you handled rejection? Yeah, those receipts you're keeping that takes up a lot of phone memory, as well as mental space, is linked to rejection or the fear of rejection. Let's look at a passage in Luke chapter 6, verses 37 and 38. "Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you use it will be measured back to you." Okay, for those of you who don't know me personally, I'm about to get a little gangster, okay? All right, just wanted to warn you. So to the bone collector, yes, I said that. If you don't know what the bone collector is, allow me to use the Urban Dictionary to define it loosely. A bone collector, as the Urban Dictionary defines, is an emotionally damaged person that engages in reckless behavior to A, find themselves, B, erase a previous error, C, rewrite history. The Urban Dictionary goes on to say that because there is no relational context and ultimately is risky behavior, the bone collector's offers or advice should be met with an appropriate measure of suspicion. A bone collector collects receipts, y'all, okay? And if you find yourself in the presence of one, proceed with caution. And if you nodded your head and called out some names of known bone collectors, be careful. You know what they say about who you associate with. Now back to 2 Corinthians. "For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal." So even the records we keep will be meaningless. The control we desperately want to lord over others is useless. It will serve no purpose in the end. However, our behavior as Christ followers is something that could point someone else to Him who saves our souls. The only debt we should carry is the love we have for our fellow human beings. Romans 13:8 says, owe no one anything except to love each other, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. So people of purpose, burn up those receipts. Look at them one more time if you must, but make the decision today to let it go and forgive the trespasses against you. Forgive so you can be forgiven. The debt of our sin has been paid for on the cross. Let's not minimize God's incredible gift to us by being petty and allowing anger to keep receipts. I would like to leave you with a point to ponder as you journal and reflect this week. The Holy Spirit wants to transform you. How will you allow Him to do a good work within you that you may be renewed day by day? Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Help us to forgive others their trespasses so that you, our Heavenly Father, will forgive us. In your name I pray. Amen. You've just listened to Anger Keeps Receipts, the podcast, Season 3, Episode 14. This year, our given purpose is focused on dealing with the root of our anger, arrogance, pride, and fear. As individuals, this looks different, but collectively, we can support one another through the process. I pray you will remain with us and share this episode with your friends via email or social media. Post it. Share it as a story. Join our Facebook group and connect with us on Instagram. A devotional will be available on Friday with this week's questions, thoughts, lessons, and encouragement. Please make sure you are subscribed to OurGivenPurpose.com, which is completely free. Let's grow in God together. Share your platform and thoughts anywhere there's a comment section. If you want to chat or ask a question privately, please contact me, Tori, at OurGivenPurpose.com. The seeds are in hand. God has provided us with the land to plant, grow, and produce good fruit this year and beyond. What's on the other side of your obedience? Is it time to pull out the weeds that are strangling your harvest? Grab your journals, your notebooks, Bibles, and beverages. This is the beginning of a process. This is the time to prepare. Don't forget to check the show notes. This is Tori of Our Given Purpose.